Lourdes Tejada is struggling to keep her children focused on school assignments. She says it's hard enough being a mother of three, but providing her kids with a decent education in Honduras, one of the poorest countries in Latin America, is a daunting challenge.
Everything here depends on parents. Lessons at schools are very bad. We have to contribute with everything, and many parents can't. We don't have the money to buy the things teachers say they need.
Even before the pandemic, the education system in Honduras was already in decay. But the death blow came in the form of two back-to-back hurricanes, which damaged and destroyed dozens of schools across the northern part of the country in 2020. Despite ongoing rebuilding efforts, more than a year on, many are still wondering when there will be schools for students to return to.
Many schools here were destroyed. Even though they say in-person classes will start soon, I don't think they will, because all the buildings here are still destroyed.
Students are due back very soon at this small public school in Chamelecon, one of the poorest suburbs of San Pedro Sula. But the director says a complete lack of support from the government has slowed their preparations.
As a Honduran, I feel ashamed over the handling of the pandemic, how the education system has been deficient, and I dare to say that many teachers have been the ones who've rescued education by going the extra mile. Teachers, directors, and parents have been attentive to the work that's been assigned.
Another major obstacle to learning is a lack of internet access.
It's estimated that less than 13% of households in Honduras have access to a computer and internet. And last year, as schools remained closed due to pandemic restrictions, as many as 600,000 students abandoned the education system altogether.
According to statistics from the World Bank, the COVID-19 pandemic has set back educational efforts in Honduras by almost half a decade. An issue the newly elected president of Honduras, Xiomara Castro, has promised to make a top priority. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, San Pedro Sula, Honduras.